Oh, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Really, thank you. I'm Keith Teedy. I'm the host of New Media Central podcast. This week I'm talking about the good old days. I'm talking about the good old days because I'm old enough to remember back. I was alive when JFK was president, and I remember those days and how the entire country was on fire, excited about life, and very happy to be an American. Everything was good. If we said we were going to do something, we did it. JFK said we're going to go to the moon before the end of the decade. Sure shooting, we did. Even as impossible as that seemed at the time, and even still now, how do you get a human from this planet Earth to our moon and then bring them back alive? How do you do that? It's amazing still. And they did it back in the 60s. So anyway, it was good. It was a good time. There was a lot of bad stuff. Everybody knows that. There always will be. There's no way to get around it. This is not the Garden of Eden. But we were a great country. We had a lot of really great things going on. We had the smartest, most capable, able people on the planet all working in the same direction to get a thing done. And we're not there anymore. We're splintered. We're all over the place. And there's too many greedy people out there that will do anything. I mean, look at Bill Gates. He's responsible for the death of thousands and thousands of people in Africa by doing these immunization tests on live people. And they're dead now. Or they lost their children. It doesn't work the way it is right now. It's got to stop because it's not a good ending in the direction we're going right now. A few people will feel like maybe that they really got over on everybody, but they didn't. They're not going to. It's like a nuclear exchange. If we have one, why would we ever? The people who win, if there are any winners, if there's anybody left, there won't be enough people left to rule over. I mean, it's a stupid thing. But we're heading for a disaster that's happening, and we gotta correct it. It won't be easy. The first step, of course, is to reelect Donald Trump to get us going in the right direction and to get something that people can hang on to for direction, so they'll know, yes, this is good. Yes, this is bad. We've kind of lost our sense of good and bad, even though deep down inside we all know what it is. It's hard to express it now because there's so many factions and so many different things going on. We got to get back on the same page. That's what was so great about America then, was everybody was on the same page. It didn't matter if you were Democrat or Republican. You liked President Kennedy for the most part. We all did. He was cool, and his wife, Jackie, was beautiful and cool, and everybody wanted to be like them. And the girls got their hair cut like her and dressed like her, and all the guys wanted to be like JFK. We can get there. We can. We have to have any hope of a country where people can live free and happy and have at least an opportunity to prosper. Otherwise, once again, read the Hunger Games and see where they're at in that situation. It may not be exactly like that, and it won't be. But it's the same scenario where there's like a very few people who have everything they could ever want and imagine. And in my opinion, those people won't be happy anyway, even though they have all that stuff. And the rest of us are just going to be barely surviving. We can't have that. We don't want that. We can't have it, and we can change it. A lot of times when I'm doing the podcast, I refer back to my childhood or my early years, and there's good reason for that. It's because during my lifetime, we've gone from a country that was respected around the world. Everybody that wasn't in America wanted to come here, almost without exception. And I had huge respect, not only for the man in the office, but the office itself of president. That's no longer true, sadly. I want that back very badly. And there's only one way to do it in reality. I mean, there might be a couple of ways, but no clear ways other than reelecting Donald Trump. We have to. He will restore to a large degree the America that I grew up with. And that's critical. I don't want to be a third world country. I don't want to be a Venezuela where there's no rule of law and there's nothing
like what we got here.
They got a giant block of the world's oil reserve in their country. So they've got the ability to have a very nice lifestyle for all the citizens of Venezuela. But there's a corrupt government that's sucking everything down right now.
And we're heading that way. I mean, it seems like, oh, no. No, we're USA. We could never. It can happen in a heartbeat. When you fall off, sometimes the cliff is very high and very steep. And when you fall off, you go down, way down, very quickly. We can't have that. It's too critical of a time right now to not elect Donald Trump again. He saved our country before. Economically, worldwide admiration, that's gone right now. We need to get it back. Again, we don't want to be number one so we can beat up everybody else. We want to be number one so we can help everybody else. And that's absolutely true. Anybody who does not think that is delusional. We've got the proof over our entire existence. We like strength and we have compassion. I often refer back to things that occurred in this country when I was growing up because it was all good. I just so clearly remember President Kennedy. Everybody loved him. And we all know there were things going on in the background nobody knew about and they were bad. But he got us through the Bay of Pigs. Yeah, nuclear exchange could have happened like within a fraction of an inch of happening. And he calmed it down. That's amazing. He was a Democrat. That's like I've said many times before. I tend to be more conservative than liberal, but both sides have their pluses and minuses. JFK was a fantastic president. He did a lot. And he was a Democrat. They did some Democratic-type legislation while he was in, a lot of it, while he was in office. And most of it was good. There's some things that the Democrats are behind that are good for the country. They have to be tamped down because if they get cut loose and go crazy like they are exactly right now, it gets bad. It gets real bad. And it is real bad right now. It's very, very bad situation for this country right now. We can get it back still. We can get back the America that I grew up in. And I wasn't like sheltered and just saw what the media or the government wanted me to see. Back then, we saw everything. I mean, hell yeah, there was always secrecy and there always will be in the White House. It has to. You have to. The degree of transparency is a huge thing. We want to know most of what's going on. We don't want to know all that's going on. Seriously, we don't want to know. We want to be able to sleep at night. And there's some things going on that would cause almost everybody to not be able to sleep. So thankfully, there are people who deal with that kind of thing so that we don't have to. Right now, we've gone so far left that we have to go massively right to get back to center and then move on from there. As I've just mentioned, I'm typically more conservative than liberal, but I'm not 100%. I'm middle of the road. I'm middle of the road leaning right just a little bit. And I've also described that I'm fiscally conservative and socially liberal. And not 100% either of those. Conservative fiscally, almost 100%. A little bit of room for movement in there. Socially liberal, there's just a lot of things that the libs want to do that makes sense. Not all of them. Like I said, you can't let them go with their crazy stuff. Just think of AOC, if you want to think about that. They go off the deep end in a big way if you cut them loose. So that's why the two-party system works. We have to balance. But we've swung way left in the last few years. We got to move back. We got to get that balance back. And because of the situation we're in, and because we need a strong person in the office, it's going to have to go past center and to the right pretty far to catch back up, to get back in the groove. And I want that. I want America, I want the United States of America to be the greatest country, the greatest political system, the greatest proof that democracy works. I want all that back for this country. And it's not a pipe dream. It can happen. Like Trump is famous for saying, I'm going to make that happen. I'm going to make it happen very quickly. He can. I mean, there's some things that are going to take years to repair, but there's a lot of stuff that he can do right away. Open up the pipelines, example. That will change things dramatically quickly. And that's his plan. Drill, baby, drill. Absolutely. You know, I'm a closet tree hugger. I care deeply about this planet and its life. And I do know, some people say there's nothing that humans can do to change what's going on. Even if we weren't here, this would be all this stuff with the weather and everything would be going on anyway. We can't change things. Recycling is one thing. I don't like BS recycling. Like when they say, yeah, just put this here and this here and we'll take care of it. And they take it and they dump it in the trash. And that's happened a lot. We need real recycling. Glass is almost 100% recyclable forever. So glass works good. We have wood that grows. And if we do it properly, it grows plenty fast for us to have everything we need. Aluminum is able to be recycled over and over again. That's a good thing. Steel also. There's a lot of things that are recyclable on this planet that we don't recycle right now. There's a lot of BS surrounding recycling right now. They say they're doing it and they're not. So yeah, I'm a tree hugger, closet tree hugger. And I believe we really, 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 really have to take care of our planet so that our planet will continue to take care of us. But we got to do it smart, not BS, political BS, BS, BS. Just be straight with everyone. This is how we have to do it to survive as a planet. And everybody would do it. Everybody would be behind it. I mean, like right now, there's so much interference and so much distraction because everybody knows everything's BS and they're going, I'm not voting for that because that's BS. Let's just get it out there on the table and make sure that everybody knows that when we say this, this is real. Absolutely certain that everything that is said is not BS, it's truth, and everybody would be behind it. Wouldn't matter if you're liberal or conservative, Democrat or Republican, it wouldn't matter. It's like when JFK was in office. It didn't matter that he was a Democrat. It mattered that he was real. And for the most part, everything was straight shooting. I know there was stuff going on. Everybody knows it. And it gets uncovered more and more. But in general, there was transparency and there was truth. And things worked good. And we were the envy of the planet. I don't have that superstar syndrome where I want to be the greatest so that everyone loves me and I can do anything I want to and nobody will ever say anything against what I say. No. I want to be the superpower, this country, the superpower, so that we can get all the other countries, the entire planet, working together to save this planet so we can stay living here. You know, Elon Musk wants to go to another planet because he's afraid this one's falling apart, which it is, but we can save it. Here's the thing. Mother Nature's pretty damn powerful. And she will make sure that her planet is okay. She is strong and she is compassionate. And she is okay with humans being here. Matter of fact, I know that Mother Nature loves humans and she takes good care of us. But when we get so crazy that we beat her up so badly, she fights back and she's gonna win. So we got to make sure that we do things in accordance with Mother Nature. We can. I mean, it's so doable. All we got to do is everybody be on the same page and do this thing right. And this planet can prosper and survive for millennia and beyond. We just have to get back to reality. The America that I witnessed growing up absolutely was not perfect, but it was so much better than what we got now. And we got to get back there, and we can. How? Elect Donald Trump. Is that the end of it? No. No. We get him in office. We get stuff going, and then each of us does our part to make this country great again. We can. It's like the Hollywood people are almost 100% liberal. There's a few exceptions, thankfully. But they would flip in a second. If it was cool to be a conservative, they would jump right over immediately. They just want to be cool. They don't care what side they're on, honestly. They just want to be on the cool side. Let's make conservatism cool again. Actually, let's make middle of the road cool. And we can have both sides. And we can have fairness. And we can have transparency. And we can have everything and save the planet. I don't want this planet to end. I don't want my country to be a third world country. And believe it, it can happen. I'm truly grateful that I can walk in my bathroom, turn on the hot water, and have a nice warm shower. That's not always going to be the case necessarily. We can't let this slip. And it's not bad. People go, oh, well, no, we can't have air conditioning. We can't have hot water. We can't have all these luxuries because it's killing the planet. No, it is. Planet is getting killed. But it's not from us having these luxuries. It's from us being too greedy to have these luxuries and share them with the world in a way that is sustainable.